they're not aware of it before, they certainly are now. WCHL's Blake Hodge joining us here in the studio with an update because we got a longer statement from UNC now on this.
We got a very long statement. It came down late yesterday evening. We were already well into our football coverage for the game against Pittsburgh whenever this came down, but you can go to chapelboro.com if you want to read through the entirety of the statement. It was interesting. They started out, this is signed by Associate Vice Chancellor for Campus Safety and Risk Management, Derek Kemp, and UNC Police Chief Jeff McCracken. Important just reminder here, UNC Police is its own police entity outside of the town of Chapel Hills Police, and they are fully sanctioned, licensed, whatever wording you want to use there, police officers. They are the same. They're not just security guards here. So they issued this statement saying that they were trying to combat some misinformation that had been out there. Whenever I followed up with UNC today to try to get some specifics on that misinformation, they pointed me to the portion later on where the statement says, this is near the bottom of the statement, that officers were there to maintain safety and listen to concerns of protesters. And then it goes on to say, if you have read or made assumptions to the contrary about our campus, they are not true. So that seems to be the misinformation they are getting at. Anytime you use that word, it seems without kind of an explicit example, wanted to make sure that we were representing what they were thinking they were trying to get across there. One thing that we got from this was there was no disagreement with the recounting of the events that we really heard from the protesters. The misinformation, if you will, here seems to be that the protesters felt like they were being spied on rather than protected. And whichever side of the conversation you talk to, then you're going to get the other side of that viewpoint. Because police certainly feel like they were in that space to help preserve the safety of the protesters and protect their right to free speech. And the counterpoint that we've heard from protesters was, if that's what you were doing, why not just come be over here in uniform and protect
us? Or come and be over here in plain clothes undercover, but tell the students, here I am, this is what I'm doing, as opposed to making up a story about being an auto mechanic.
Yeah, an auto mechanic seemed from Durham, sympathetic to the cause that they were protesting.
There's another way of doing that.
Yes. UNC police called this rare in terms of using an undercover officer, but did say it's, you know, the standard policing procedure here. Mm-hmm. More of this statement says, the recent use of an undercover officer on our campus was limited in both time and scope and was necessary because of extraordinary circumstances that included the very real potential of a violent outbreak at any time. So they say that they have had this heightened security presence really since August, since the first day of the fall semester, August 22nd, when that large rally was held calling for the removal of Silent Sam. And, of course, this is all after the Charlottesville rally in August, where a counter-protester was killed by a white supremacist driving his vehicle into a crowd. So it sounds like they're using that as the example of what they don't want to happen. Their tactics have been criticized by the protesters specifically.
Yeah, and I mean, we were talking about this yesterday when the statement first came out, and we were thinking about it, that if the police are sending someone undercover to sort of be in that area on the assumption that, or on the expectation that there was a possibility of violence breaking out at any moment, whatever the specific line is from that, then one would think if they were there to protect the protesters, there to protect the students, and the concern is that someone might come by and react with violence towards the protesters, then there would be some indication to the protesters that here I am, I'm an undercover. Well, there's no reason for the police to lie to the students and tell them that there's someone that they're not if they're not concerned, if they're concerned about the safety of the students. The fact that they're making up this narrative and presenting that to the students as truth suggests that, to be more precise, they were concerned that the students were going to get violent.
Well, that
seems to be.
That's certainly the stance that they have taken, as you know, as the protesters have been out there, that they more than anything, more than having a police officer present in plain clothes or in uniform, was the fact they certainly feel like they were lied to it. And if you're, you know, basing it off of their accounts, you know, it certainly seems as though that's the case. And it's hard to get very many specifics out of really any law enforcement agency, which is understandable in certain cases of saying we can't really get into certain tactics that are used in things like this. But this is not going to go away. I mean, this is going to be a continued topic. And if
that's the case, then you got to say, why did the police think at any point that there was going to be any risk of violence coming from the students? Because at no point has there been.
And Jeff McCracken has said a few times that, you know, we're at the very real potential of someone attempting to pull down the statue as well, or trying to topple it in some way. So, you know, I think that is probably that's not really the violent angle of this. That may be the public safety perception that they were going for here, but it certainly has put them in a weird situation. And the thing certainly seems to be with the protesters, again, they understand the police presence, while they're still critical of it in most cases, of saying we shouldn't be spending money to protect the monument there. I think the feeling like they were misrepresented, lied to, seemed to be what was triggering the most anger from that video that we saw. And I didn't really understand exactly any of the responses from the police officer in question in that scenario. But we do have the Board of Trustees meeting coming up next week, so I would guess that this is going to be a hot topic there. It would be anyway, but they're also having a public comment session about Silent Sam specifically at that Board of Trustees meeting next week. So we'll see how that develops.
Speaking with Blake Hodge, and I don't know, never like to second guess or criticize someone else for doing their job when I don't do that job and don't know exactly all the things that go into it. But there needs to be more from the police department, I think, in terms of an explanation, I think is the key there. If there's a legitimate rationale, then great. But what's there right now, what we've heard, suggests that the concern was that the students were going to get violent, and there's, to my knowledge, no reason to suspect that ever would have been the case. But
yeah, I mean, that's the perception of it, certainly, from
and that's why the
conversation
will go
there.
On.
Yeah, and the conversation is going to go on as long as the statue's there.
Also true. Yeah,
that would be one way to quell the conversation about policing the statue, as if the statue didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how long that we end up taking before there's possibly movement on that, if any ever. But it's going to be a continued part of the conversation, because the students at this point, I say students, there's a lot of student protesters out there. There are faculty members out there as protesters as well. There are just general community members that have gone by. And I think that's one of the other things, part of this, that I've some perception out there of, like, why would the students think that this mechanic from Durham is coming over to sit with them at this protest? If you've been at the protest to talk with anyone there, there's a lot of community members.
You're not the only one who's there talking to them.
That are not, that are not affiliated really with the university by any means, but seem to be legitimately
sympathetic
to the cause.
Some of them are opposed, and there have been some really heated conversations, so I could totally understand the UNC Police Department kind of wanting to be out there around just on the chance that something might happen. But
that's been certainly the issue that seems to be striking the most in terms of that, the anger from the protesters there, of saying, the police department keeps saying this is for our safety and to protect our rights, and I'm trying to paraphrase the protesters here, but these actions don't seem to reinforce that.
And don't seem, I think, is the key there. Like, there needs to be a deeper explanation for this particular thing.
You know, and people's perceptions of virtually any tactics are going to be varied in some way. So it's not a surprise that the police department, you know, if you take them at their word here, could have been trying to do something very in line with these values that they've kind of put out there, but it certainly didn't come across that way to the protesters.
Yeah. All right, we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.